AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. The Justice Department's calling it premature, but the House Judiciary Committee did issue a subpoena to see the full Russia report.
Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler has issued a subpoena for all of Special Counsel Bob Mueller's report after the redacted version gave fresh evidence of presidential misconduct.
Practically invites Congress to pursue that.
Nadler telling CBS This Morning lawmakers need the unredacted report and all underlying materials to decide what's next. He says he expects the Justice Department to comply by May 1st, when Attorney General William Barr begins 2 days of hearings. The president is bashing what he calls the crazy Mueller report and his ex-advisors who cooperated. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The federal government says it's running out of space to hold migrants, but immigration advocates say that there are 3 facilities and hundreds of beds going unused in Texas and Philadelphia. A tearful sentencing hearing in Riverside, California for Louise and David Turpin for abusing, starving, and shackling 12 of their 13 children. This statement of forgiveness was read on behalf of one of their daughters.
They wanted to give us a good life. They believed everything they did was to protect us.
Some of the children have permanent health issues from being malnourished and mistreated. Severe storms have bashed the South. Parts of South Carolina's Highway 26 is closed because of downed trees, and hundreds of flights today were canceled. The National Hurricane Center, after studying Hurricane Michael that bashed the Florida Panhandle last fall, has upgraded the storm to a Category 5. It's the highest level there is. The mayor of Mexico Beach, hard hit, says he's not surprised.
Hello. It's me.
We've learned singer Adele has split from her husband. A publicist says they are committed to raising their son together lovingly. This is AP Radio News. Parisians are giving thanks that most of the Notre Dame Cathedral is still standing.
On a Good Friday, unlike any other in Paris, there were prayers and thanks that the iconic Notre Dame Cathedral still stands. A fire 4 days earlier burned through the cathedral's vaulted stone ceiling, but miraculously, the structure was saved. French authorities say, although it was fierce, the fire Monday evening was concentrated on the cathedral's roof, and the priceless works inside Notre Dame suffered no major damage. The structure was declared stabilized Friday. The reconstruction of Notre Dame is expected to take several years. I'm Mike Gracia.
24 years after the Oklahoma City bombing, today a small tree was planted in remembrance of the 168 people killed. It was scientifically cloned from a 100-year-old American elm that was damaged in the blast but is still standing. The city wants the younger tree to be available as a replacement. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.